You're listening to the Sprues and Brews podcast, your weekly podcast looking at all things Warhammer.
Hello and welcome to episode 118 of the Sprues and Brews podcast. My name is Dave and I'm joined once again by Matt.
Hello.
And Jay.
Hello.
First things first, we have to wish Matt a very happy birthday because today is your birthday, Matt.
It is indeed. Thanks, guys. See, normally we'd be at Warhammer World right about now, wouldn't we?
Normally, yeah, we would. Really missing that this year.
Yeah, it's. We'll have to make up for it when we can finally venture to Nottingham again.
Yeah, a whole month of Warhammer. We'll just camp out in the back of Warhammer World.
Yeah, sounds a plan.
Get as many games in as possible. I hope you've both had a really good Christmas.
Yeah, it's flown by, unfortunately, and I've eaten my entire weight in food. But yeah, it's been good. Not looking forward to going back to work for a day in a couple of days. But are you back?
I'm back tomorrow. But it's only a 3-day week because I've got New Year's Day off, so that's not so bad. Jay, have you had a good Christmas?
Yeah, it's been awesome. Thank you. Really, really good, and got lots of hobbying as well in between films and eating. It's just been films, eating, hobbying, eating, films, eating, eating again.
Yeah. I've just had a mince pie just before we started recording. I'm surprised I've got any left at all. But, just have one or two. On this week's show, we're going to be talking about one of our favourite sort of yearly topics, and that's our hobby resolutions. It's also the show where Matt reads out what we agreed to do as our hobby resolutions last year. And it's always a bit of a nerve-wracking point of the show because I cannot remember for the life of me what mine were last year. I've got a feeling I know at least one or maybe two of them, and I resisted listening back to that show to see if I had achieved them. So this is a surprise. Jay, did you resist going back to the old episode?
Yeah, I'm blaming COVID. That's my excuse up front. I can't remember what my New Year's resolutions were, but based on my track record of New Year's resolutions.
Well, for last time, because I've listened back to last year's show to get the details for this one. Last year, I believe Jay may have got zero, I may have got half a point, and Dave got a clean sweep and got all three of them.
Boom.
So we'll have to see how things go this year.
Cool. I'm looking forward to it. So that's going to be our main...
There's only one way for you to go, Dave. That's down. There's only one way for me, Matt, to go. That's up.
I can stay the same. I can achieve all three again. I don't think I have, though. Because I think I know at least one of them. So, I don't think I've got a clean sweep again. But I could be surprised. So that's our main segment of this week's podcast. We do have a little bit more news compared to last week, as there were some reveals on Christmas Day. In particular, Matt was quite keen to see these, so we'll talk about those a little bit later on. We've had quite a few community top three picks in for your hobby resolutions, so I'll read those out towards the end of the show. But for now, let's talk about what we've been doing in the hobby over Christmas. So, Jay, what have you been up to?
So, over Christmas, it's just been painting one model, really, since last week. And I managed to get him finished as well. Finished him this morning. Mm-hmm. And it is Teclis.
Oh, yeah.
Teclis. So he's done.
He's looking really cool. He's looking really, really cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cheers. I've tried to copy the box art, basically. And I basically painted him in three sections. So I did his base, then I did the selling art, and then I finished with Teclis. It's been a bit of a marathon painting to get him done this week. And that's... I really need to now make a start on all of the regular troops, infantry and stuff. But at least now... With these, like the Avellanor, Altharion, and Teclis all painted, it sort of motivates me to get those troops finished now, so I've got the army ready. And especially with the Slaanesh coming out early in the next year, is it February next year?
February,
I've got
to
get the elves ready to fight them. So
brilliant. Yeah, he looks fantastic, Jay. I'll put a picture in the podcast post on Sprues and Brews. But yeah, looking incredible. I can't wait to play against him. I've not... You know, because of obviously COVID and stuff, we've not actually played against your Luminef on the tabletop yet.
Teclis yet? Nope.
Yeah, tabletop simulator aside. So really looking forward to that. Brilliant. Well, the last couple of weeks I've really let the side down. I've not really done any hobby at all. So I'm pleased to report that I have actually put paint to model this week, and I have painted almost all of the Chosen Axes, the Fire Slayer Warband for Warhammer Underworlds. I say almost because unfortunately one of them snapped off his base, and I I hadn't got any super glue and I hadn't got around to fixing him. So I was that keen to start painting. I just took these, the other three, and made a start on them. And my days, I really like painting Fire Slayers.
You got to start an army.
They're really cool. What inspired me to try these guys out was I really enjoyed painting Gotrek earlier on in the year. And I was like, oh, I could paint an army of these guys. And there just so happens to be an army of gingerbeard, half-naked dwarfs. I am really tempted. But I've got a whole heap of Bone Reapers, some built, some not built, to do. So we'll see. I haven't
Follow
decided.
Your heart, Dave. Follow your heart.
Yeah.
The thing with Fire Slayers, they've got a really good value stock collecting box as well.
They have. You know, they, and you don't get that many Fire Slayers for your money, like points-wise. So they're quite they can be quite a compact army. There's not an awful lot of choice in the range, but what there is, I don't think there's a dud model in the range. Like all the heroes, your battle line units, the half guard berserkers, the guys with the magma pikes, they're really cool. Yeah. You've of course got the magma drafts, they're cool.
You've got quite a lot of options on how you like build an army as well. Considering they've got, you know, limited kits really.
Yeah, they've got quite a lot of good rule support because they got quite a lot of extra battalions in their different general handbooks, didn't they?
They did, and there's quite a few. There's a City of Sigmar which lets them join as well, isn't there?
Not only that, but I also have an army of Caradrons, and there's actually a skyport that allows you to take other dwarfs, and it's quite a good skyport as well. I think they get exploding sixes or something. I can't remember now. So they'd be really good with Fire Slayers if I bought a couple of those allied into the skyport. So
new army.
Yeah, we'll see. So I've been doing that. I've also bought and built the new orc. What's his name? Gorzag Gitstomper and Nickit. I'll tell you what, if all the orc range, like all the normal orc boys, were as good as this guy is to build and obviously to look at, I'd be tempted by orcs as well. I mean, he's such a really cool model. I was hoping to actually have him painted before this podcast. I've never really bought a model and then had him painted in like a day. But sadly, only made it as far as being undercoated. I've not had a chance to put paint on him yet. I just thought it'd been cool, you know, pick him up, get him painted straight away. Do a map, basically, you know, get him painted within a day.
Fair enough.
But no, I haven't quite done that yet. and that's it for hobby for me, I think, this week. Santa has been quite good for Warhammer this year. So I do have some more World Eater units to build. That I think that's going to be what I'm going to be up to leading into 2021. Matt, what have you been up to?
So I've been pretty busy on the painting table the last couple of days. So I have painted the Orlok mining platform. I love painting scenery, and it's really easy to do. Spray it, get some basic colours down with the airbrush, soak the entire thing in water, slosh a load of wash on it, and then just go crazy with weathering powders, job done. It's turned out really well. I'm really happy with that. I also built a Necromunda Slave Ogryn gang. I have built Horus, the War Master, and I've started building a War Stomper.
Ooh, excellent.
So, yeah, lots of good.
Oh, the giant. I wondered what a War Stomper was. Titan, Orc Titan.
Titan.
So so I think I might build the two other giants that I haven't built yet, and then I think Horus I'll paint up next, which kindly got from you guys.
You're welcome. You just can't batter us on the battlefield. It's not on. Excellent stuff. That rounds out this intro to the podcast. We've got plenty to get through, so we're going to take a pause and come back with this week's news. After a week off, the news segment returns. What have we got this week, Matt?
So we've had surprisingly a lot of news considering it's been Christmas this week. if you've been sleeping in a cave for 2020, and if you have, I don't really blame you. The world, and the UK in particular, has been ravaged by COVID, Brexit, and just general unpleasantness. So Games Workshop has said, look, this might affect releases going into next year. Obviously, there's been a lot of issues at ports, and it's not been a great year, has it?
No.
So Games Workshop has said that, look, whatever happens with Brexit, they're going to shoulder any additional costs. So we're not going to have to pay any more if you're I don't know, overseas, and there's going to be barriers to stuff getting over there. You won't pay any additional cost for your models, which is really, really cool. They also said that with the current shipping situation, they're going to slow down the releases for January and February to let the world catch up. So there's only going to be fortnightly releases starting from January. On the plus side, that gives us an extra week, well, I get an extra 2 weeks every month to paint some more stuff. So, I imagine that has shifted their release schedule a little bit. So some of the things that they've already shared that are coming may have slipped back a little bit further. And that, to be fair, that's why Games Workshop doesn't tell you stuff too far in the future so you don't get disappointed. So it's going to kick off 16th of January. The Death Guard are up for pre-order. Dave, you've been waiting for these. You were hoping these would be up for pre-order like the 16th of December, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I think they're going to be well worth the wait. We've had quite a few teases and hints at what's to come in the run-up to Christmas. I'm really looking forward to the Codex landing.
So another couple of weeks for them. And then in January, February and March, there's going to be a new 40K Codex or expansion every month. Now, we kind of already know what's coming. We've got the Death Guard in January. We know a Kill Team expansion is coming. We know the Dark Angels are on the way. And we know the Drakari are on the way. And in their Christmas preview, Games Workshop showed something really cool for the Drakari. So a new battle box, Piety and Pain, pitching the Drakari versus the Sisters of Battle. We don't know how much this is, but it is a chock-a-full box. So for the Sisters of Battle, you get the new Palantine character model, a squad of Retributors, and an Immolator. That lot alone would cost you £100 if you bought it from Games Workshop. Pitched against them is Lilith Harrisbex, 10 Witches, a box of Scourges and a Venom. And again, all that lot is about £88 roughly. So you're talking just shy of £190 for this box. These battle boxes are certainly brilliant value, but they do sell out super quickly. And all the recent ones have been the only place you can get the kind of new character models, haven't they?
Yeah, for at least a few months.
So that's really exciting. Presumably the Codex will drop alongside this, so this is probably a one for February maybe. And also interestingly, battle boxes tend to be bookmarked by both codexes, don't they? Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't surprise me if the Sisters of Battle codex isn't too far behind this, relatively speaking, you know, March, April maybe. So yeah, that'll be exciting. It's the book's been out for just over a year, so I imagine some people will be a little bit frustrated, but that's the way of things, isn't it? Unfortunately,
it was the last 8th edition Codex, wasn't it? So
it was, yeah.
I think obviously the Sisters are going to play a big part in the... I mean, they were in the launch trailer for 9th edition. They're a big army now, and obviously we've waited a very long time for them. So, yeah, two Codexes in like 2 years is a little bit harsh. But I think to bring them up to 9th edition standards for a brand new army, I think that's fine.
Yeah, I don't think it's too bad either. And obviously they'll probably be supported with some new kits. We've seen a few things on the rumour engine that Games Workshop have been running over Christmas, which look to be Ministorum priests and the like. There's like a handful of models that are still metal in the Sister of Battle book, so yeah. I imagine we're going to see some plastic replacements for them. So yeah, it'd be interesting to see what comes for them. But yeah, I definitely want to pick up this box because I'd be tempted to do a little, I don't know, 1,000-point Dark Eldar army.
I think they'd be really good as well.
Bit of fun. So yes, that's coming soon. In February, we have got the new Hedda Knights of Slaanesh battle tome coming out. We kind of knew this was coming, but Games Workshop gave us all the details, or nearly all the details. So we've got the Slick Blade Seekers, which are Knights of Slaanesh on gorgeous looking new Seekers. Now, I think I've got some of the old Mortal Seekers that are sat on my desk, and I haven't got the willpower to paint them. I've painted many, many Seekers, and I really didn't want to paint another one. But to be fair, these new Seekers are an entirely new sculpt, and they're gorgeous compared to the current plastic ones.
Yeah, a lot more dynamic, aren't they?
Yeah. So this is a dual kit with the Bliss Barb Seekers, which are mounted archers, which is going to be an interesting new way of building your army, because there's not a lot of ranged stuff in a Slaanesh army traditionally, so you may well be able to go heavy ranged. These are backed up by Bliss Barb archers on foot, another new kit coming out. These match the kind of Arabian Nights, I guess, aesthetic of the stuff out of the Diachasm box, which I love, with the big kind of baggy pants and kind of ornate headdresses and stuff. I think that looks really good for Slaanesh mortals. And then there's the Slangor Fiend Bloods. These looks like it's a set of three models. They're kind of like ogre sized. If you've built the guy out of Dire Chasm, he's quite chunky compared to like a normal infantry unit. So I think these, unfortunately, I don't think you're going to be able to build an army of them. They look like a kind of an elite choice for the army.
Oh yeah.
But they look really nice, don't they?
They do. They look really cool.
So yeah, all those kits, really, really awesome. A lot of that we'd kind of guessed was coming from the contents of Dire Chasm, but good to have it confirmed. They also showed off the Battle Tome cover, and keen eyes will spot there's another model, looks like one more model they haven't shown off, hiding in the background, and it is a ornate palanquin with a massive, fat Slaanesh Lord lounging back. You can imagine him being kind of fanned by his followers. I think I referred to him as a BDSM Jabba the Hutt. So,
reminds me of the ogre type. You're the ogre king. What's his name? Gold.
Oh, yes. Greasus Goldtooth. Yeah. And I really like that because, you know, they've always kind of focused on the kind of like pleasure side of Slaanesh. But a big element of it is excess. So, you know, stuffing your face and just, yeah, relaxing in your velvet-lined palanquin is very Slaaneshy. So, yeah, I can't wait to see the model for that. If you collect some other armies, though, make sure you stay tuned to Games Workshop on New Year's Day. They've got another preview on Warhammer Community. I don't think they're doing a video preview. It's going to be similar to what we had on Christmas Day, where we see a few pictures of models that are coming up, which is going to be really cool. Even if it's little teasers, it kind of gets us excited for the new year, doesn't it?
It does.
And then finally, we had a bit of news about the Old World. So we know that they are revisiting the Old World and bringing Warhammer Fantasy back in some form in the far future. They said this is years away. Today, they updated some of the factions that are going to be in the game. Bretonnia were called out. A lot of people thought, oh, it might open up just focusing on the Empire and Bretonnia won't be in it. Nope. I imagine a lot of people, because presumably these are going to be models from Forge World as well. And that's not to say they won't be plastic, because, you know, we've seen Necromunda, we've seen Blood Bowl have plastic kits. But if we've got Bretonnians designed by Forge World, potentially core plastic with resin heroes, how good are they going to look?
They're going to look amazing.
So, yeah, I'm very excited about Bretonnia coming back. Orcs have been name-checked. The High Elves are in there, and it mentions the Wood Elves. So these kind of join with the Kislev army that's been previously mentioned in past previews. That's not an exhaustive list of everything that's in the game. I think it's just an indication of the factions. And again, this could be 3-4 years out. So a lot of people were worried that the game was going to focus on the various factions of the Empire fighting over the seat to become the Emperor. This isn't the case. There's going to be other factions in there. So we've got Orcs, we've got High Elves. The only thing that we haven't seen outright mentioned are Dwarfs, but they were mentioned on some of the maps that we've seen previously.
On the map, weren't they? Yeah. There were some different kinds of Nord Dwarfs or something
Nord
like that.
Nord Dwarfs, yeah. So, yeah, it's interesting to see what they come out with here. I think we might see quite a variety of stuff. Not to say it's all going to be out straight away when the game comes out. It might be a slow burn and, you know, traditional army release with codexes and stuff, but yeah, it's a long way out. I am excited to see what we get.
When was it first announced? It's over a year ago, wasn't it?
It was just a year ago. It was this equivalent December preview last year.
Right, okay. So, yeah, right. So probably 2022, maybe, something like that.
At the earliest, I'd say, yeah.
Well, we've got plenty of models and armies and games to play before then, so...
Yeah, so as long as we get all our models painted by then, you know, we don't feel guilty when we all kind of...
My brother's still got his Skaven army on square bases.
There you go, he's good to go, he's ready. Yeah. And that is all the news, so yeah, quite a lot of news for a Christmas week.
Yeah, some really good stuff there, especially for those that love Slaanesh like you, Matt. And with that brings us to the end of the new segment. So we're going to take a pause and we're going to come back with last year's hobby resolutions. So around this time last year, we set out our hobby resolutions for 2020. We had no idea what was going to happen with COVID and everything. But regardless, we set out our intentions for the hobby. And now is the time to review how we got on. So Matt has been listening back to last year's episode, and he's now going to fill us in on how we did. So, Matt, with bated breath, how did we do?
Well, like I say, the previous year, me and Jay absolutely failed, and you got a clean sweep. So I think it's only fair that we start with you, Dave.
Ooh, okay.
Pressure's on.
So your third choice, you wanted to have a foldable table with either painted Roman battle boards or a vinyl mat, and then have an entire scenery set up ready and painted so you could have people round for games of Warhammer.
This is the one I thought I remembered, and sadly, I have well and truly failed on this front. I've not painted a single piece of scenery.
have you bought a vinyl mat for your board? Nope. Have you got a folding table?
No.
Nope. I think that's a zero there, Dave.
Hold on, actually, I tell you what I did do. I did paint one Realm of Battle, but that's it.
One tile.
Is that enough for a combat patrol? Don't think so.
No, it isn't.
I don't think I can give you that one, Dave, unfortunately.
To be honest, Matt, I'm not going to blame you for that. I think I've well and truly... So that's me, my clean sweep gone already, isn't it?
It is. And you know what? I don't think it gets any better from here on out, Dave.
Awesome. That's good news.
So your second choice, you wanted to take your existing armies to the next level. You wanted to have, by the end of the year, 3,000 points of Stormcast.
Yeah.
Have you got 3,000 points of Stormcast, Dave?
No, I don't have
it. Says.
Okay. Mm. Well, and 3,000 points of Uruks?
Don't have 3,000 points.
Oh, you've got to be close there, though. You painted a lot of orcs.
Yeah, but I probably only got, if I took everything that I own, maybe 2,200.
You know what? It's going in the right direction, though.
Give him half a point, I think.
You want to have 2,000 points of Adeptus Mechanicus?
Done.
Yeah, and 2,000 points of Tyranids.
No.
Now, I think that did include some Gene Stealer cult elements in there.
If we included Gene Stealer cults, then yes, I have. But so not purely Tyranids.
I think we can give you a generous half a point there, Dave.
Okay, that's fair enough.
not for want of trying. The Stormcast surprises me. I think you were big into your Stormcast at the time, and then 2020 has not been the year for Stormcast, has it?
Well, 2020. I think if you'd got some more games and more tournaments and Purple Sparky New Cause events and things like that, I think you would have got a lot more Stormcast painted up than you did.
I have got quite a bit of Stormcast that I would like to paint. I've got some more Revocators. I've got some of the Vanguard chapter stuff to paint. But yeah, I mean, it's not really been a year for AOS either.
We've
heavily been weighted into 40k. So yeah, like Jay said, maybe if I'd got a couple of games of Stormcast in this year, that might have pushed me to paint a little bit more. But yeah, no, sadly not.
So, well, you know, it's funny you should say that, because your number one choice, Dave, was in 2020, start and finish at least 2,000 points of a brand new Warhammer 40,000 army. And Chronicle of Progress on Sprues and Brews.
No. So well, failed on both of those.
How many points of Death Guard have you got?
As much as I would like the points, Matt, let's be truly honest, I'd already started the Death Guard in whenever Dark Imperium came out.
1982.
So well,
in my notes here, you actually said Gene Stealer Court, and I said, that's going to be a big challenge, isn't it, Dave?
It. You did say that. And I think I went off the Gene Stealer cults before the end of January. I have painted a lot of Death Guard, to be honest. But I haven't done 2,000 points worth of Death Guard. A lot of my Plague Marines, a couple of my vehicles, a couple of my characters had already been done in 2018 or 2019, whenever I first picked up the Death Guard. So it has been a good year for the Death Guard. But they've not been a full, complete army of 2,000 points.
So, yeah, that's, as far as I can make it, half a point out of three, Dave.
Oh, well, that's disappointing, isn't it?
The only way is up for 2021.
Yes, yeah. I think I might have mocked you both last year, and unfortunately now I find myself in... Especially if you guys have done well, then that's me well and truly with my head lowered for 2021. until I can redeem myself next Christmas.
Well, next up, I suppose we should look at Jay. So, Jay, you, after getting absolutely trounced previously, you wanted to have some realistic objectives that you could do.
Oh, no.
So, don't panic. This looked pretty good. So, number three was finish your Ultramarines. You wanted to have 2,000 points painted plus Gulliman. I think you've easily done that, haven't you?
Well, I mean, yeah, I've got like, it must be getting on to 5,000 points of Ultramarines.
Wow. Right? So, that's a few Ultramarines.
Yeah.
Well, you're already beating me.
That's a point. Woohoo!
Number two, paint one-off centerpiece models, not necessarily armies. Go to town and develop your painting skills with them. I think you've done that as well, Jay.
Oh, I've done quite a few one-off. I mean, we'll come to that in a bit, but yeah, I've painted a lot of one-off models.
So yeah, so you're looking pretty good. You're looking pretty good.
Oh man.
Your number one choice was paint a full 2,000 points AOS army.
Well, see, technically, obviously, I've been a bit slow on the old Luminaire. However, I did paint a dispossessed Cities of Sigmar army.
You did.
And what I think I must have painted about 1,600 points of Cities of Sigmar.
Yeah,
I painted 1,200 points of Lumineth. So
I'm going to give you that. I'm going to give you that because you were waiting for the Lumineth and you got them quite late on, really, as well.
And I painted 1,200 points of Lumineth this year in three months.
Between the dwarves and the Lumineth, that's 2,000 points.
I don't think his hobby resolution last year was to paint two half an armies. To be honest,
Dave, well, even a half point is two and a half. That's 2 points more than Dave's got.
Oh, excellent. Oh, that, well, the sense of relief flooding over me now.
Well, mine's not great, guys. So my third choice was enter lots of different types of events, grand tournaments, team events, narrative events. Yeah, that ain't happened. Not for want of trying. I bought tickets to all those events like early year, but there's been no tournaments this year. It's not been a great year for events, has it?
No. What's an event? I don't remember what they are.
I know. So that's a big fat zero for me. But, going into number two, this will be fine. Play more games outside of 40k and Age of Sigmar. Lord of the Rings, Necromunda, Kill Team, Titanicus, Blood Bowl. Yeah, I think me and Jay had one game of Lord of the Rings before. Yep. Before lockdown,
well, Matt, you did that. So you had a game of Lord of the Rings against Jay. You also did have a couple of games of Blood Bowl when we had that bit of a Blood Bowl league going.
Yep.
And we did play two games of Necromunda.
To be fair, we did. But that's a generous point there, though.
Yeah.
That's a generous point. I think I'll give myself a half there, then.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
And then my final one was 365 days of Warhammer. So every day in the year, do something Warhammer. Not necessarily painting. It could be reading a book, reading a codex, just doing something Warhammer. And I think I have done something Warhammer each and every day this year.
Yeah, I would probably say that's a fair
I think that's worthy of a bonus point. So do Warhammer every day for a whole year.
Now, I was going to chronicle it all, and I did chronicle it all on the website, but because it had no views, I stopped doing it. But I think what I'm going to do is gather up all the stuff that I've done over the year and maybe do a post tomorrow just kind of chronicling all the stuff that I've done, because it's been quite a lot of stuff I've managed to get painted.
You could do a YouTube montage video, like a second of a shot of everything you've done over the year.
Yeah.
How many models have you painted this year, Matt?
Well, this segues nicely into what we've done this year, doesn't it? So this year, before the show, I was interested in what I painted. So I've tallied up all the various projects I've done. Start to finish, I've done 424 models. I finished off and based my Daughters of Cain, so that's an additional 60 models. I've also painted 1.5 boxes of Zone Mortalis scenery from Dark Uprising, a gang stronghold, the big Necromunda drill thing I made, a Rohan house, the Sisters Terrain piece, and an Orc workshop, as well as a load of Elder Scrolls miniatures as well. So, yeah, that's quite a few. If we're talking individual pieces, if I'm cheating with the Zone Mortalis stuff, must be over 500 models I painted.
Easy.
That's impressive.
That's very impressive.
That's more than one model a day.
Yeah, that's math.
So yeah, pretty happy with that. And while I was looking through this, there's all sorts I've done. I've two gangs for Necromunda, the Bounty Hunters and the Dalak. I've painted two Titanicus armies, essentially Legio Ignatum and House Tyrannis. I have painted a Dunland army for Lord of the Rings, a Goblin Blood Bowl team, an entire Sisters of Battle army, all the Necrons in the world. it seems, in a week in June.
Oh man, yeah.
That was a I just saw Necrons then for the next month. I didn't paint any more Necrons for a while after that because there were a lot of Necrons in a short space of time. Did some reinforcements to my Deathcore of Krieg. Yeah, there's been quite a variety of stuff, and obviously 1,000 points of Sons of Horus over December as well.
Yeah, you have been incredibly busy, as our Twitter feed quite rightly shows as well.
So, how about you guys? What have you been up to this year?
So, I went back through my Google Photos to figure out what I'd done this year. So, the year started out with the Dispossessed. I think we had a Purple Sparkly Unicorns tournament. So, it's getting them painted up ready for that with the Cities of Sigmar. Did the Battletome come out at the beginning of the year? Can't remember now. I think it did, didn't it?
Yeah, well, the end of last year.
End of last year, was it? So I painted up Go Trek and a bunch of Dispossessed. I also finished off the Craft World Eldar, so I added a few vehicles and some jet bikes to the Craft World Eldar army. I painted up, I think it was about 1,000 points of Harlequins. The Primarch of the Blood Angels. I remember doing these, actually, converting the Sanguinary Guard and painting them up out of some Custodes pieces. I've got a little note here then. I also built a Lego pirate ship. I painted some Dark Angels for 30k, the really cool inner Cenobium Knights, Deathwing Knights, really, really cool with big great blades. I got a Legio Griffonicus Maniple painted up, so I think I painted 3 Reavers and 2 of the Cerastus Knights to go with my Warlord that I'd already painted the previous year. And then after that, it was a ton of Ultramarines. So I started painting the Ultramarines before Indomitus came out. So I was painting like a Hellblasters, a Impulsor, a Leviathan Dreadnought. Well, he was like a Redemptor Leviathan conversion that I built, a couple of characters. And then the Indomitus box set came out, so it was painting the Indomitus contents. Then I think we had another Purple Sparky Unicorns event, a 40k event somewhere in between, because I painted up some Custodes, so the Palace Grav Tank to take to that tournament. Then I've painted up a few pieces of Infinity, a little bit of 30k, some Imperial Fists, not many, but a few. Finished off some Blood Bowl, some Dwarf Blood Bowl, and then painted up 1,200 points of Lumen of Realm Lords in three models.
That's impressive.
And I was looking through, I'd actually painted up quite a lot of characters this year. So I painted Gotrek, Sanguinius, I've painted Khalgar, Tigerius of the Ultramarines, Eltharion, Avelinor, and Teclis from the Lumineth. I painted up Sigismund from the Imperial Fists. So I was surprised how many characters I'd actually got painted up.
Well, you've definitely, even if you weren't aware of it, you've definitely done your paint centerpiece achievement.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Brilliant. For me, for 2020, there's two armies that kind of benefited a lot from painting this year in lockdown. And that was my Adeptus Mechanicus and my Death Guard. So when Engine War came out, I went on a bit of an Adeptus Mechanicus spree. I painted a couple of Dune Crawlers, 4 Castellan Robots, Infiltrators, Cataphron Destroyers, Cerberus Raiders, a unit of 10 Vanguard, the Archaeopter, which was really cool to paint, a few characters. Keeping on with the Imperial theme, I painted a couple of Inquisitors. I finally started painting some Death Watch, although I'd like to have painted more really this year. But I have got a unit of veterans, the Corvus Blackstar, which is still the greatest flyer in the Imperium's armory. A couple of Death Watch captains, Watchmaster. For the Death Guard, I painted probably my favourite model from the year, and that was my Demon Prince of Nurgle. I added a few characters to those, finished off my Plague Marines, did 20 Poxwalkers. I'll tell you what I really enjoyed and what really fired me up for the Death Guard was our Crusade that we'd started in 9th edition, and I converted and painted Dolgoth, my Chaos Lord of Nurgle. I think that's where we've kind of missed out this year, haven't we? If we'd have played more games, we'd have maybe stuck to, or for me anyway, I may have stuck to more like one project. I painted lots of other kind of random things. I noticed I also painted a Gotrek. I painted a few things for my Caradrons. I would have liked to have got them finished this year as well. I'm very nearly there with those. I think I've really only got the Engine Master to do, and maybe a Gun Hauler. But I did manage to paint the Ironclad at the start of the year, a frigate, and I've not long recently done the Endrin riggers. And then, yeah, just a few other bits and pieces. I also painted 5 random Imperial Fists intercessors, Jay, when I was going to do an Imperial Fist army that never came to fruition. That's the kind of tale of some of my painting, actually. Like, I've done a Goliath Rock Grinder, a Liege Cavalos for the Bone Reapers. I am happy with how much I painted this year. I would have liked to have completed more projects and been less magpie-ish and going off on tangents. But really happy that I managed to get my Adeptus Mechanicus and Death Guard up to 2,000 points and give me some variation as well. Good year.
So outside of our hobby resolutions, is there any kind of like achievements you're proud of this year, guys?
I would say getting the Sparkless Unicorn at the last 40k tournament we did between lockdowns. That was really cool. I would still like to place a bit higher in tournaments, but I came away with an award, and it wasn't a wooden spoon.
I think the Sportsmanship Award is one of the hardest ones to get.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Easy to take a cookie cutter list off the shelf and do well at a tournament, but to get, what was it, 3?
Every single opponent voted for your favourite game. That's, you know, a Warhammer World event, you'd get a special trophy for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's it though, isn't it? Like, when I play Warhammer, I don't take tournament lists. I go to have fun, to play some games of Warhammer. Yeah, if I win a few games, that's awesome. But I'm there to have fun. So it was really good that that was kind of recognised at that tournament. That was really cool.
Awesome. Well, I've been made up that loads of my models have been on the hobby updates streams from Warhammer Community as well. That's been really nice seeing your Death Guard, Demon Prince.
And Urgle. Yeah,
was on there as well. So yeah, really, really fun. Also, I've written 3 articles for Warhammer Community, which is pretty cool. That's a little achievement kicked off me list. So hopefully they let me do some more in the future.
Yeah, that'd be really good.
How about you, Jay? Anything you're particularly proud of that you've done this year?
I'm just looking back, quite happy with the number of armies I got completed this year. Dwarves, really? Eldar, Harlequins, Ultramarines, the Adeptus Titanicus Maniple.
That's something we've always said in the past, that, you know, we're all the same, aren't we? We all start new armies. But it's something quite satisfying about completing a project that you've started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think I also enjoyed our stream that we did, Dave.
Yeah, we'd really like us to do more of those. That was really fun, really quick and easy to do. And it was great interacting with people as we were playing as well.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to doing some more streams this year. Well, next year, once the COVID's out of the way, it'll be ace to get a lot more battle reports on the YouTube channel. I did miss out my number one achievement for this year, though.
Oh. Right?
The greatest achievement, I think. Probably, you know, you have some moments in your life, don't you, when you get married, but I think beating Dave in the quiz. I'm going to be telling that story to my grandchildren, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, it was a big achievement, wasn't it?
Yeah.
To be fair, I would say Jay's got a deeper knowledge of Warhammer than I.
Whoa. What, you let yourself down with sprues and brews knowledge, Dave, knowledge.
I was building up to that, Matt. That was where I was disappointed in the sprues and brews knowledge. You didn't let me finish. It was the sprues and brews section that I was mainly disappointed with, because I even did a little bit of research, you know, just to refresh my memory before we even did the flipping quiz. So never mind. Maybe next time. Excellent stuff. Right. It has been a fun year of hobby, and we've got a brand new year on the horizon. So I think it's time that we talked about our top 3 hobby resolutions for 2021. So you've heard how we got on with our hobby resolutions for last year. It's time to lay down the gauntlet and set out our hobby challenges for 2021. Matt, would you like to start us off with your third choice?
So going in hot with the third choice, a weekly stream on YouTube.
Weekly.
So weekly stream. So this is something we want to do for ages. And, you know, obviously at the minute we can't do games. But if we can't do games, then a painting stream or just a hangout and talk hobby kind of stream. But I think if I don't commit to doing it weekly, it's not going to happen. So going to go in, boom, it's happening on this day.
Excellent. Awesome. Yeah, sounds really good. I think you could do a really good painting stream. So yeah, I look forward to that, Matt. Jay, what is your third choice?
Oh, that's a really good. No, I like that one. I just set up a new hobby space here next to my PC with my painting desk right next to it, so I could join you on the painting stream a couple of weeks, Matt.
That sounds like a plan, Jay.
That'd be cool. That sort of gets your motivation as well. I find, like now, I found like this week since I've had the desk set up, I've got my computer here, so I've been streaming battle reports while I've been painting, and you just while the hours away painting, blissing stuff. Whereas previously I was sort of in another room on a table with no. You know, nothing to. I used to listen to an audiobook sometimes. It's harder to sort of get motivated and sit there painting. So that's really cool.
Actually, before you go on with your third choice, Jay, I 100% agree with that. Now that I've got a bit more of a dedicated hobby sort of room, I'll watch a battle report or something. You know, a proper lamp. It's really good. And like you say, time just seems to fly by.
Well, this is it. You know, we're in the past, we've often gone around Jay's and painted together. So we can't play battles together at the minute. But we could all paint together on a stream.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be really cool. Sorry, Jay, your third choice.
My third choice. So this is my third choice. It is to finish at least 2,000 points of Lumineth Realm Lord. Now, I think I'm going to go slightly over, so it gives me a bit of flexibility in my list. So I've got a list written, 2,000 points that I want to aim for initially, which is in a Metrica list, which has got the Alarith Stone Guardian, Stone Mage in. But I do also want to paint the Sonari, Cathala, and some Sentinels in addition to that, so I can mix things up slightly. But it is to paint 2,000 points of the Lumineth Realm Lords, at least, and get that army finished before I start another Age of Sigmar army. Now, there are some Age of Sigmar armies that are on my radar that I want to do, so I'm quite interested in what the vampires are going to look like, and whether that might be an army I'm tempted by, depending on how good the models are. I'm also hoping this year we see the Shadow Elves appear, which is also another army that I would possibly be interested in, depending on what the models look like. But I do not want to start them until I have finished my Lumineth Realm Lords. So this is just Age of Sigmar, you know, or any other systems, that's free game. But for Age of Sigmar, I want to get these Lumineth finished before I start another one.
Cool. Yeah, good choice. My third choice, I've tried to keep these fairly simple. I can't have another failed year of hobby. So my third choice is a two-parter, really, but it centres around Necromunda. So for my third choice, I would like to do a full Necromunda board with Sector Mechanicus, as detailed as I can go, with lots of little elements and crates, and as alive as I can possibly make it over various levels, all on a Imperial tile. That's a bit easy on its own, though. So what I also want to do is a fully fleshed out gang to go with it. So we're talking nameplates, we're talking fully named, lots of variation and stuff to go on that. Obviously, if we can play games, this will make it a lot better, because I'll be able to really play with the Necromunda gang and expand and add new stuff to them. So quite a simple and straightforward number three. But I really wanted to do something that involves scenery, seeing as I failed so badly in 2020. So that ticks that box for me.
Yeah, that sounds really cool. I fully approve of painting up scenery.
Yeah, that's a good one, Dave.
Matt, what is your second choice?
So mine's similar to yours, really, Dave. So I've put forge the narrative. So create a narrative, histories, names, backgrounds, backstories for all my armies, and then chronicle their progress on Sprues and Brews. Now, we did do this a little bit with the Crusade stuff, but I'd like to kind of come up with a bit of a background and detail all the named heroes from a various armies, because I think that'd be a bit of fun then when we do get to play games again, we can see how those storylines develop.
Yeah. Definitely.
I mean, well, I think we would have had so many more Crusade games. I mean, that system's so cool. It's just unfortunate, isn't it? This year's been a bit of a write-off of games. Yeah.
But, you know, going into as soon as we're out of lockdown, we can, you know, restart all those armies, even if we do them fresh, because there'll be new books and stuff out by then, and just kind of, I want to kind of develop the storyline to these. And for Sigmar stuff as well, I'm hoping we get something akin to Crusade in the next edition. Mm-hmm. And then we can, yeah, tell those stories. Same with my Necromunda gangs. And just, yeah, I think it'd be fun to, you know, this time next year, look back at the escapades that our armies have been up to.
Definitely. Jay, your second choice.
My second choice is to get a big, so I'm talking at least 2,000 points, probably nearly 3,000 points, of 30k army finished by the end of the year.
Amazing.
Yeah. Well, you're starting on the right foot.
Any thoughts on the army then, Jay?
Well, I mean, Blood Angels, I've always wanted to build the Blood Angels, and I was going to do Blood Angels, but the only thing that sort of made me hesitate with the Blood Angels is the lack of a plastic Assault Marine kit, and I would be taking a lot of Assault Marines in a Blood Angels army. And I don't know, I mean, I don't know about you guys, I think we're going to see some plastic Assault Marines at some point, so I'd be a bit loath to build and paint a load of the resin ones, which I'm not that fond of the poses on, only for them a load of plastic kits to come out and I'll have to replace them.
Yeah.
So I'm going to park the Blood Angels, and if and when we see a plastic Assault Marine kit released, I will pick them back up again and do the Blood Angels. So to tie me over, I'm going to do Dark Angels instead. So I've already got one unit of Dark Angels 30k that I painted up this year, which was the Terminators. So I'm going to add to that and do a Dark Angels. Plus the Lion is such a nice model as well. So, you know, it's a cool centerpiece model to paint up.
Awesome. My second choice, Matt, is super similar to yours. It's pretty much the same. So for 2021, I want to do 1K of AOS and 1K of 40K, fully fleshed out Crusade and whatever the Age of Sigmar equivalent will be, armies. So from start to finish, all backstories, all logs on the website, put preferably as I paint them. So if I've painted a character or a unit for the, you know, either my AOS Crusade army or my 40k one, that they then go on the website, they've got a full backstory, what they're about, the names, and then, like you say, as we actually play games, then carry on doing posts. I did make a good start with my Death Guard when we started that, but it kind of petered out as lockdown happened and stuff, but I gave them names, and I really want to expand on that and really give them a narrative. So that's 1K brand new AOS and 1K brand new 40K for 2021. So cool.
Any ideas on what armies you're thinking, Dave?
Yes, I have. I have got some thoughts.
Are you committing to them on the podcast?
Well, we know if I commit to something on the podcast, it'll probably change within a week. I can tell you what I'm looking towards right now, but this isn't set in stone. So for AOS, as we've kind of discussed earlier, I'm thinking Fire Slayers.
Ooh.
And for 40K, I think this would make such a cool Crusade army, but I'm thinking Orcs.
Orcs, I think you should do it. You've been looking at Orcs.
Yeah, yeah. So
I'm going to paint as well.
I'm going to paint this new guy. I did look with, because I was sorting out the hobby room and I came across an old classic Orc war boss. So I was like, oh man, it's like a sign.
That's your model of the year as well, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. So and also, if you get the start collecting box plus what I've already got, you're kind of pushing on 500 points already. So that's pretty interesting. Yeah, so that's what I'm thinking right now. Whether or not I'm gonna lock into those, I don't know, but yeah, that's my second choice. So now the big one, our top choices. Matt, what is your number one hobby resolution for 2021?
So the big eek, and it is a big eek, push my painting. So I can crack out armies at a rapid pace, but I want to develop my painting skills. So try non-metallic metal, develop airbrush gradient techniques, try and get something Golden Demon. I want to enter some form of painting competition this year. Even if we're still in lockdown this time next year, they have been doing stuff remotely over 2020, such as Armies on Parade. Yeah. I want to enter some form of official Games Workshop painting contest, however that may work in 2021, hopefully in person, but if it's remotely, then so be it. And yeah, a real focus on faces and bases, because they make aces.
I love that saying. Yeah, that I think, Matt, your painting is like, you just see, even though you're super quick, you're really detailed as well. I love your painting style. So yeah, I definitely think you could enter a painting competition.
Cheers.
So yeah, look forward to seeing what you do.
I want you guys to be brutal with the feedback as well.
Okay. Jay, your top choice for your hobby resolution.
So my top choice was, I was looking back at all the stuff that come out that we never got chance to try last year. So there was Warcry and the new Warcry, is it Catacombs? Mm-hmm. That we never really got into. I mean, me and you, Dave, we played a couple of games and it was really good, but then we sort of put it down. We've got Adeptus Titanicus, which is like, I got a maniple painted, but we've never really given it, you know, we might play one game and that's it. We don't really hammer it, if you know what I mean. So you get good at it and figure out all the cool rules and combos and, how to properly enjoy it and play it. Blood Bowl is the same. Necromunda, I've not even tried. And it's something that's even more exciting for me is Soulbound. We've never tried Soulbound, and I really want to try Soulbound. So my number one hobby resolution is to play these game systems, Underworld as well, these little game systems, you know, the not the big 40k anymore, but try and get a lot more games of these little games in as well.
Can I add another one to that list, Jay, which I've really fancied playing? Aeronautica.
Yes. I've got the Tau Aeronautica Air Force, which we've not used. And, you know, you get really excited when the release comes out. You buy the kits, you build the kits, and you never use them, or you have one game with them. So we'll have to see how COVID gets on, but I would like to have, at least a game of Adeptus Titanicus a month, a game of Underworlds a month, something like that.
Yeah, well, it kind of ties into the weekly stream I was on about, because in the we've mentioned this in the podcast before. In the past, when we've filmed a battle report, it takes a day to do a battle report, plus all the editing time. So we haven't got a lot of time to get a load of games in. Now, obviously, streaming it, we can get the game done and dusted and then maybe play some games afterwards as well. So I, obviously, COVID pending, but when the world returns to normal, I think we should come up with a calendar that we commit to and go, right, first weekend of the month we play 40k, second weekend we play Aeronautica, and, you know, have that cycling through the year.
Yeah, sounds good.
That sounds fun. Yeah. Cool. My top hobby resolution, my big one, and I think this, for me, it could be quite difficult, so it deserves its top spot. My top hobby resolution is to have a unit / character a week fully painted by the end of the week. So I am notorious for not fully painting something and maybe finishing it in like a week or so after I'd started painting it. I've had quite a few weeks this year where I've just not done any hobby at all. I obviously appreciate that there might be weeks where I can't paint something. What that means is the following week I need to catch up on that, maybe do two characters or two units or whatever. So yeah, my goal is to have a full unit, or at least a full character painted, based, rims done on Twitter by the end of the week.
I said this last year on your one. That's a hard one, Dave.
It is a hard one. And that's why I've given myself the little, I want to have to keep some sort of record. So if I don't do one week, I know that I've got that added on to another week to do, you know, maybe a week's holiday or whatever, to catch up. So it's a tough one.
Have you thought about having a spreadsheet? Now, I've got a painting project to a deadline, I keep a spreadsheet so I know this unit has to be done by this time, otherwise the whole project falls over. Yeah. And I think that's how I can hammer through stuff so quickly. That's an idea for managing your time, and you can plan out your month then, can't you?
And Jay's already mentioned this, and we've already had a little mini discussion over it. I've got a really good hobby space now, so that should really help me in sitting down and getting some painting done. You know, all my paints are organized. I should just be able to get on with it, get a battle report on and paint. And like you say, streams might help as well. So that's the goal. That is the big goal. That's the big one. Excellent. That's the one I'm most nervous about.
I reckon you can, if you stick to it, I reckon you can do that, Dave.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you give yourself like an hour a night, that's just your hour to paint.
Yeah.
Obviously, child pending. Miles might have other things to say about that.
He might do, but so that's the plan. I think we've got some really good hobby resolutions there, guys.
I
think we've all kind of had one eye on the fact that we might not get a ton of games in, although I hope so. I hope we will sort of get back to events and get back around a table and playing games.
I do love it's what, the 28th of December when we're recording this, and we've pretty much written off playing games 2021 already, haven't we?
Let's hope it doesn't come to that. Cool. That is our hobby resolutions. I think it's time to see what you folks, our listeners, have got planned for 2021. So we're going to take a pause and come back with the final section of the podcast. Let us finish the last podcast of 2020 with the community top three picks. So we're going to start with Nathan Flanagan over on Facebook. His third choice is finish his successor Deathwatch Army. His second choice is finish my Primaris Deathwatch Army. And his top choice is buy something big-ish. Fire Raptor in brackets from Forge World. Yes, definitely. It's an awesome flyer, that one. Ian Spear, his third choice, work through my pile of shame to finish off my World Eaters Army. I, too, also have a World Eaters Army to do. His second choice is paint 2,000 points of Harlequins and Custodes. And his top choice is to continue to improve my painting skills and not to rush to get the above painted. Good choice. Simon Nichols, 2021 is my year of the orc. So his third choice is to continue painting his massive 40k. His 40k plastic mountain, as he calls it. His second choice is to start a 2,000 point Iron Jaws army for AOS. And his top choice is to paint the orcs from the Prophecy of the Wolf set, plus other remaining 40k orcs. He's put circa 40 figs. Matt, what have we got over on Twitter?
So Jim Duduku says, number three, player game in store. Oh, if only that was a possibility.
Yeah.
Number two, paint with hobby mates in store. Again, that is the dream.
Yeah.
And number one, finally start a Skaven army. He might do. It depends if third edition is a reality. Well, we don't know for sure, but it's a good bet. I'd get those Skaven ordered if I were you.
Yeah.
Average Paint says, get more paint on my models and less on my hands.
I find it quite therapeutic, you know, when all the paint's dried, because I normally like lean on my mixing palette and end up with, like, all paint on the bottom of it. You just peel it off. It's quite therapeutic.
There you go. Chris Reety says, I have but one resolution. I'm going to paint 1,000 miniatures. I don't know how yet, but I do know I have over 1,000 unpainted miniatures. Let's get to work. That is a lot of figures.
Do you know what that just puts me in mind of? It's like the Emperor when he's about to, you know, he's on Earth, he's unified Earth. He's like, I'm going to make 20 Space Marine Legions and conquer the galaxy. That's the kind of sort of like mission that he's attempting there, I think, on that scale.
He's going to paint more models than all three of us combined this year. That's a lot of models, dude. If you do let us know.
Yeah, definitely.
Kazmando, my 2021 goal is to build and paint a Clan Skyr army and actually use it in some games. Mike Lowe's minis, paint more minis than they did this year. Number two, get better at non-metallic metal. And number one, start gaming regularly again after 10 years of hardly any games at all. Yeah, do it, definitely. It will definitely encourage you to paint more models as well, playing some games.
Yeah, it's like a knock-on effect, doesn't it?
Yeah. Immortan Joe says, magnetize more, even just transport. Yeah, that's a good shout. Learn to enjoy building models rather than dreading it. That's a good point. You know, some people really don't like building models, do they? And, you know, taking the time to put them together. And it can turn some people off the hobby, can't it? So I would say if you ever get to the point where you're not enjoying it, put it down and come back to it later. Yeah. Otherwise, you're just going to burn yourself out, aren't you?
Yeah, do something different. That's just have to keep your interest in it, don't you, really? And if you're just getting... But like when we painted all those Necrons and Ultramarines, man.
Yeah, we didn't want to see another Ultramarine or Necron for another month, did we?
Yeah, no.
And play Blood Bowl for the first time with a painted team. Skaven, excellent. Fabius Fulgrim, my main goal is to fly to the UK, visit Warhammer World and buy a Chaos Warhound. That sounds an amazing idea.
It's a big hobby tick, that is.
Yeah, it is. And yeah, Warhammer World's amazing. If you, even if you're over just for the trip, you've got to see it. It's great. Claude says, paint a mini. It's been years since I've done this. Amazing. Finish building a distinct army of either Custodes or Blood Angels from the work in progress pile. And three as 0.2, but for both forces. Okay, so build up and paint some Custodes and Blood Angels. Well, if you need any advice on them, Jay's your man, because he collects both of them. Red Tooth, last year I managed to clear my backlog, started painting commissions, and all things considered, played a lot of games. So my resolutions are to do that all again. Yeah, that sounds really good.
Did you just say he finished his backlog?
He finished his backlog, yeah.
Is that Is that possible? Can people finish Warhammer Backlogs?
Apparently so. Apparently wow. so. Yeah.
He's won at Hobby Resolutions.
Yes, yeah. He's beaten us. Yeah. Nevermore Paint and War Minis than last year. Number two, paint up all the Warhammer Underworlds warbands I used to play. Coincidentally, that nearly made my list, but I thought it wasn't a very interesting one. I want to try and paint each of the warbands as they come out this year, especially with them being released monthly. I think it'd be a bit more manageable.
Yeah.
And create a roster with background names and play a narrative campaign of Warcry. Yeah, that sounds really good. Tomb King Christian, finish converting my Tomb King Sons of Bayamat army. That sounds amazing.
Wow.
Finish painting my friend's Bone Reapers army and play more games, even if it's on TTS. Yeah. And Darren Winter, finish my current 30k Knight and Just Darren project. Finishing Iron Warrior Zone Mortalis Force and play some games. I think play some games is the ultimate goal for 2021. If we can do that before the summer, it'll be amazing.
Brilliant. Matt, what is next week's top three?
So next week, as we move into 2021, we want to know what you want to see in 2021, be it miniatures, books, expansions, or even brand new games.
Fantastic. Get your choices in via social media. Use the hashtag Sprues and Brews, or you can reply to our Facebook post or our Twitter post when they go up, usually a day or so before the podcast is recorded. Guys, we've come to the end of the year.
We have. It's been, I'd like to say it's been a good year, but it's not really, has it?
it's been a bit of a mixed bag.
We've got a lot of hobby done between us.
We have. Yeah. And I think we are still very hopeful that we'll get to play some games next year, more so than this year. So you can but hope. But it's been another great year for the podcast. We hope you all enjoy listening to us. I mean, we're already nearly on episode 120. So, Matt, you might have to start planning episode 200's quiz or whatever we're going to do.
Yeah, so I'll start writing the quiz now. You're fired if Jay beats you again.
And on that bombshell, we'll say goodbye. Have a great new year. We'll be back again in 2021. So have a great new year, and we'll speak to you all very soon. Bye.
See you next year.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Sprues and Brews podcast. Make sure you check out our social media at Sprues and Brews on Twitter and facebook.com/Sprues and Brews. And of course, you can always head over to the website, spruesandbrews.com, for all the latest Warhammer news.